When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and we say hello to Sharon Beam of Boar's Shoes. How are you?
I am great, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well. So nice to see you, and you just look so fallish, and that color green that you're wearing. What it was? Olive green?
Olive green.
That
it
is the color.
Mm-hmm.
And burgundy, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So let's talk shoes.
Oh, we have
Please.
Got a great amount of shoes. As a matter of fact, just before I came down here, I went in early this morning because we got our shipment of Uggs, people.
Woo!
So if you're looking for the Tasman, the Ultra Mini Short, the Mini Short, now's the time to come in because I have a plethora of them, but they won't last long. So just be aware, when they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone. What's the most popular shoe size? Do you know?
Yes. Eight and a half.
That's
now.
That's what I thought. All right.
Yeah.
I used to be an 8 and 8 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had twins.
We all did.
Isn't that funny? How? Yeah, it's just so amazing to me. I mean, and you sell all kinds of different kinds of boots. I know the wedge was quite popular over the summer. Is the wedge still a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We actually have wedge boots coming in. We have the platform classic mini from UGG in stock. We've got some wedges from Birkenstock. So all your favorite brands, and they've got the wedges.
Nice. And, you know, you also have clothing and purses, too. The purses that you have are really nice, and they're really well made. They're like this purse that I have here, it's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy quality stuff. How was the summer for you at Boar's Shoes?
The summer was great. You know, between the tourists that came, but always, always our faithful locals, I can never thank them enough. Sidewalk sale, I mean, we all know it was not quite as wet as what we just experienced the last 24 hours.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It was wet.
Yeah.
I will tell you, as soon as the rain stopped, they came out and they shopped and they shopped and they shopped. They exceeded
it.
My expectations.
That's so wonderful to
it
hear.
It is.
It's really wonderful to hear. So what, like, you know, I know you, I love that you go to, like, I don't want to call them seminars, shoe expos.
Shoe shows.
Shoe
yes.
shows.
Uh-huh.
Oh my, I will tag along any day. She
okay.
goes to shoe shows. So what is hot for fall and winter?
Hot for fall and winter, like we just talked about, the platforms,
right.
Platform boots. A lot of companies are wising up because our winters have not been as cold as what they were.
Oh.
So they're recognizing that in fashion boots, nice waterproof leathers. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years. And in the past, when we'd had a fashion boot with a waterproof leather, it was like, yeah, no, thank you. I'd rather get it wet and take my chances. But now the leathers are supple and
Ooh.
They're rich looking. And so a winter like last year, you know, where we hardly ever wore our
yeah.
cold weather boots, as we call them, or temperated boots, we now have an option for people, and they're cute.
That's nice.
They're fashion forward, and they're cute.
I love it. And you sell tennis shoes as well. I know that the Cloud 5 is really popular.
Oh, the Cloud 5 is really popular. Plus, you know, any leather sneaker. I mean, I have white, I have red, I have olive, I have tan. The leather sneakers, you wear them with everything. You wear them with your business suits, your dresses, your jeans. They're great travel shoes. Yeah, I've got a wall of sneakers.
Boy, I'm just on your Facebook page, and I'm just looking at shoe after shoe after shoe after shoe, and then you pair it up with a nice purse and you know, or a nice top, because you do sell clothing there as well. I know that you are involved with the Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street. How important is that to your business?
Oh, it is extremely important, and I'm part of the. I used to be on the board. I
yeah.
was the chair for a while. I kind of took a little bit of time off because I thought they really didn't need all that old input, but I've gotten re-involved, and I've joined organization, and I'm going to help spearhead their marketing, because one of the things that we've gotten away from, and COVID
yeah.
was a game changer for everything, but one of the things that I've been encouraging Shondi in the board to focus on is year-round downtown. We are not a tourist town. We are not a seasonal town. We are Grand Haven Main Street is a year-round downtown where that's why we have snowmelt. That's why we do events in the winter events were all created back in the day when we had Dana and Megan and myself. And so like Wine About Winter and Light Night to utilize our snowmelt system. And thank goodness the people in Centertown wanted to be part of the party too. And so they make sure that their sidewalks are clear. Our restaurants are open. You know, that's why we chose downtown Grand Haven, especially after the snowmelt system was installed, because we are year round.
Right. Well said. Are you participating in Bones About Town?
Oh, absolutely. I helped create it.
You did?
Betcha. Yes, absolutely.
I kind of thought about that we should do something, but I don't know where to get a skeleton. I guess I got to go to like a Halloween store. But I thought, do you have one?
No, Home Depot.
I could be the skeleton because I'm older than dirt. Just put some headphones on me and I'll be your Bones About
you
Town.
You and me both, girlfriend. And actually, a little tidbit, my skeleton's wearing a poodle skirt.
No.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
So, Home Depot, $30.
All right.
The exact same skeletons. That's where Lynn and I found them. We had gotten a tip that you could order them. That's where a lot of the Halloween stores get them from, and then
Got
they
it.
Mark them up.
Okay.
And so Lynn and I ordered a bunch of them, and Home Depot did so well selling them last year. They actually brought them in the store, and I saw them just the other day when I was there. So $30, folks, if you want to be part of Bones About Town.
I just think it would be funny to just have a skeleton with a pair of like really old headphones and like a really old 70s microphone just sitting out there in front of the chamber.
It'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be funny? I wouldn't be able to leave it out there the whole time, but I could put it out there every morning.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
That would be awesome. So good to see you. Last time I saw you, I was picking up some Birkenstocks, which I have to tell you, absolutely love them.
Oh, good.
Oh, and I put them away. I put them away and I put them back in the box.
Good
and I put
girl.
Them away for next spring. I didn't just leave them and, you know, wear them around the house. They're too nice to not put them away and wrap them up nicely and use them next spring. It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything.